right now on VFN TV. Imagine, nothing is a secret online. Did you know they can tell more about you than your husband, than your wife, than your family, than your parents or your coworkers by what you like on social media? And it's not that many likes. I know, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Imagine if you built an entire store. I mean, it's your store, you put cash registers in, you built aisles in the store where people walk up and down, and you put products on the store. You would have no, it's not a surprise that you actually know where people are in your store because you built it. You designed it. You know when people are on the dairy aisle, they're around the dairy. When they're around the produce aisle, they're around produce. And they're around cereal, they're around cereal. Why? Because it's something that you built. We're used to seeing that in the natural, but we don't understand everything on the internet, all this tech world, all this social media was built the same way, but it's done in a virtual way. And they know more about us because we aren't even paying attention to how the thing was built, but they are because they built it. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
This is amazing when you think about it because it's exactly like a physical building. Everything had to be built. Nothing just happened online.
That's how
right?
you know when product is moving. I guess we That's have to right. read stocks and more milk.
Well, not only that, you think about this, that if you go to Amazon and you're going to purchase something from Amazon, it has ads from something that you just looked up for something else you were researching.
Right.
And somebody says, well, how did they know that I knew that? It's like, because they were watching you you were doing the other thing. And so they're tracking all that. They say, you know, it is for money. It's for marketing. But ultimately, you know, and we'll talk more about this maybe later on the program, but it's, as the days get closer, it's about an economy. It's about a beast economy that says you cannot buy or sell unless you have access given to you by this beast. And so it looks like these days are kind of unfolding. But right now we're looking at, you know, Cambridge, the University of Cambridge talking about a study that they've done where they said specifically by studying, how many people were they studying in this particular study?
About 82,000.
82,000
people. All right.
Yeah, talk to us.
So
here.
This is the study. The work reported in the Journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, they build on a previous study by Cambridge University scientists which showed that a variety of psychological and demographic characteristics can be predicted through Facebook likes. For the new research, 86,220 volunteers on Facebook completed a 100-item personality questionnaire.
That's a big survey.
It's a big assessment. Yeah. And allowed their likes to be assessed.
So what they were liking on social media.
100 questions.
And their personal interview as well, okay.
The results provided self-reported personality scores for what are known as the Big Five. Big Five psychological traits, right? Number one, openness. Number two, conscientiousness. Number three, extroversion. Number four, agreeableness. And number five, neuroticism. Neuroticism, okay.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. These are five things they were able to determine comparing the likes to the study of the 82,000 folks. And so you can look at the likes and understand who they are, or you can look at their survey and understand because they matched up.
Right.
So it's five character traits. One is openness. Is the person open and outgoing? Consciousness, you know? Right, conscientious.
They have an awareness, right?
Yeah, they're not seared over in their conscience. And then, what's the other one?
Extroversion.
Whether they're outgoing.
Agreeableness. So they're peaceful, you know.
Right. They buy everything we offer them. And what's this one?
I have no
neuroticism. These are narcissists. People that are focused on themselves. There's no narcissists
right? No, not at all.
Do you know the biggest selfie picture taken today, I think, is actually a selfie?
No doubt.
Why are you in every picture, right?
That amazing.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. Analysis of the data showed which likes equated with higher levels of particular traits. For instance, liking Salvador Dali or meditation revealed a higher degree of openness. The results of the computerized character assessments were compared with the judgments of friends and family members made using a shorter version of the personality test. So they compared the two.
Right.
Now, given enough likes to analyze the software-matched people's self-reported personality traits, more closely than siblings, parents, or partners. So they ran this through
they
a software.
They knew more than the siblings, parents, or partners. By the way, we want you to stick with us because we're going to tell you how many likes determines what they know about you. You're going to be really surprised, so stay tuned because we're going to say it's so few likes, but you're going to be surprised. This many likes, they know this about you. This many likes, they know this about you. This many likes, they know more than your own spouse, parents, friends, or coworkers. Make sure you stay tuned. Okay.
Potentially, the technology could influence who we employ, elect, or even marry, say the scientists. Co-author Dr. David Stilwell, also from Cambridge University, said the ability to judge personality is an essential component of social living, from day-to-day decisions to long-term plans such as whom to marry, trust, hire, or even elect as president.
This is important because some of the things that are taking place, social media is not just online, the search engines and different things that are being studied, and some of the studies are showing where they have influenced elections.
Because
if you're searching for a candidate and your candidate hasn't come up, or negative things about the candidate,
sure,
they just happen to have those articles come up instead of just the normal articles. Hmm. And it's a high percentage. They've studied a particular region, the people let them have their, I mean, this is, they're shaping culture.
Absolutely.
And determining who you're marrying, who you're trusting, who you're hiring, who you're electing.
I just did a search yesterday for the Second Amendment. And a particular person who's very well known in regards to speaking about Second Amendment. And would you believe I could barely find not even one.
And that doesn't happen by accident.
No, this is a well-known person. So
okay.
The results of such data analysis can be very useful in aiding people in making decisions. Now, a PhD student, Ms. Yu, added, recruiters could better match candidates with jobs based on their personality, products, and services could adjust behavior to best match the users.
Isn't it interesting? The whole thing is about products and moving stuff, and it's done on marketing. So the economy.
Yeah, the economy.
Okay.
All economy. People may choose to augment their own intuitions and judgments with this kind of data analysis when making important life decisions, such as activities, career paths, or even romantic partners. Such data-driven decisions may well improve people's lives. Now, get this. But the researchers share the concerns of those who fear a dystopian future in which our traits and habits become an open book for computers to read.
And that's what dystopia, I think, is about. Everything is in the open. There is nothing.
It's
everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Dr. Mikhail Kaczynski, another member of the team from Stanford University in the U.S., said this, "We hope that consumers, technology developers, and policymakers will tackle those challenges by supporting privacy-protecting laws and technologies and giving the users full control of their digital footprints."
And that's what's going to happen.
And that's what we're talking about, a digital footprint. Just like footprints in the sand, there's footprints on the internet.
This is so important. You think about this, and we're going to tell you just in a moment about what specifically, you know, after this break you'll hear about, you know, how many likes. They can tell something about you at 10 likes.
10?
Yeah, but you're going to be surprised what they find out about you. You're going to be so surprised what they know about you now. And they're marketing. They're predicting your future and how they're going to market you, who they want to influence in your relationships, who they wanted you to be divided from, who they want you to vote for. And so some of the transparency and some of the laws that people are pushing for right now, Senator Ted Cruz is pushing for and others, and I think Gomer is pushing for, Senator Gomer, I believe it is.
Texas.
Yeah. Is the fact of holding social media equivalent to media, the same, like they're no longer a platform. They're actually determining and editing, which makes them a media source. They're not a platform anymore, which makes them open, like everybody else says, that it's in media, that you're responsible for what you're doing, and you have to be open about what you're doing. And let's hope that shifts, because that could save things. If we don't turn this around, if we don't enter back into the constitutional reality, and Congress gave a blanket permission to all social media by law that says that they're a platform like your telephone is.
Sure.
So you're not liable for what somebody says on your phone. But if you're actually monitoring those conversations, changing the conversation over those phones, and cutting some conversation out and pushing other conversation up, and when they call somebody, they're really calling you instead of that person, then you are not only a journalist, but you are a twisted journalists without telling anybody what you're doing.
No doubt. The other thing I think was going to help is when we actually pay for these services and like pay to be on Facebook. The adage in the industry is that if the product is free, then you're the product. So if you have free access to Facebook and all these other social media accounts or emails or all those things, you're the product.
Nothing's
because
for free.
They're using all your data and your information.
So many times, and I would got to go to break, so many times, you know, I look at the stuff and people tip me and say, this is a great app, this is a great stuff, and they don't ever read it. And it's like, you're giving them all your information. I said, well, I don't care. I'm in your information.
Exactly.
They're downloading my information and your information, but people just give it over, you know, for stuff. But listen, we get back from this break, you're going to hear firsthand. John, talk to us what's next.
Yes, you're going to hear firsthand because we're going to show you exactly the number of likes and how much more the software and the people that control this software actually know about you. You may be surprised, you may be shocked, but it's definitely something you're going to want to know.
Remind them to write to us and comment.
Yes, of course. Write to us and comment below. We love to hear your comments. I was just on a phone call with someone who just said some amazing things about what they've been hearing on our program. It encourages so much. I know not everyone can call, but listen, comment below, interact with each other, and give us your feedback. What do you think about this? What do you think needs to be done? Do you think there need to be more laws? Well, we want to hear from you. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 strategies to fight for your success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO, I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator, I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why I'm writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in that harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We're going to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? Maybe 500, 600 wisdom nuggets in addition to these success strategies. It's yours now, vfnkb.com.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to vfntv.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at vfntv.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to vfntv.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you.
I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
So they can tell who you are better than your coworkers, your parents, your friends, than your husband and wife, but what you like on social media. They created that to understand you. But let's check it out right here. Take a look at this.
Wow.
So they say right here, they know more about you, who you are, by what you actually like. So there's these little like buttons, those that don't know about this. You give a thumbs down, thumbs up. It don't matter where it's thumbs down, thumbs up, any interaction at all.
That's right.
You know, commenting or, you know, just saving or hovering over for a long period of time.
Yeah.
Amazon knows everywhere your mouse is at every second on their page. Gamers, like game folks, mm-hmm. they know where you're hovering over, what you're looking at. I mean, everything.
Wow.
I mean, they're tracking that.
I think the Switch, that Nintendo Switch, that's a big one. But
so you're looking at, so let's just figure. So how many likes then does it take? Let's just take a look at this.
Let's see. Okay, so 10 likes.
Okay, 10 likes. This is 10 things that you interacted with. I like this, I don't like that, yeah. Comment or whatever, okay.
AI artificial software is able to predict personality better than a work colleague or coworkers.
So this person in Silicon Valley who created this program knows more about your personality than your coworkers do because of 10 things you liked. Are you wondering why certain politicians kind of migrate to you or certain ads come your way? Because they believe that that's lining up with your personality.
Now you tell me,
mm-hmm. 10 likes.
An employer who's looking to hire someone and pay them a substantial amount of money, income.
And they would find this out, they would get this
information. Would they not want to pay for this information better than interviewing you? We don't need to interview you.
Yeah.
Just show us your profile.
Right.
Because not everyone always tells
Which
the best thing
if
in
you're
an interview.
If you're antisocial, I mean, for example, one of the traits they found was narcissism. I mean, everybody wants to hire the narcissist, right? At least that's what they think,
right? we just bypass your profile.
So, I mean, imagine all these unemployed narcissists.
That would be,
as a matter of fact, So 10 likes.
10 likes.
Okay, got it. That's pretty big.
Big deal. 70 likes. They obtain, the software obtains a truer picture of someone's character than a friend or a roommate.
So first was personality. Okay, mm-hmm. 70 likes, they got your personality down. But now they actually know about your character traits, right? A truer picture of someone's character than a friend or somebody that you room with.
That you live with, that you see almost every day. 70 likes. This is amazing.
Well, you know, I see this all the time. You see a family that doesn't eat together, that they don't talk, they don't say anything. They're all like pegging away on their social media, and they don't realize that social media knows more about you than your own daddy, brother, sister, mother, father, husband, wife, because they're sharing those interactions and what you like. I mean, how many times do we sit down and people are like, I like this, I don't like that. People don't do that anymore. They used to do that. They used to sit around and talk about what you don't like or you do like and different things. But now on communication devices, people are just hitting it left and right. And so people, imagine what they know about this generation. Because they're hitting all over that thing all the time, right?
Stay still in the program. You're going to learn some more stuff.
So now it's personality and character. And this is character more than your friends or your roommates. So your coworkers, they know way more than people you work with now.
Yeah.
They know more than your friends and your
person you live with.
And your person you live with. At 70.
70.
70 likes, interactions, likes, thumbs down, thumbs
and,
up.
And that could be done in one 30-minute session.
Some people just like, okay.
Yeah, for some.
Right, okay.
150 likes, 150, outperformed a parent, a sibling, or partners.
What they know about you, think about that. These are parents, siblings, or partner that 150 encounters with social media, liking it, disliking it. They know more about you than your parents, your brothers and sisters, than your partners. That's a major thing.
This is called what people would actually take years.
Right.
And so many human interactions to actually learn. That's why you relate
therapy
to people.
Therapy sessions.
With 150 likes in a software program, they go, okay, I know you.
You think about for generations, people would just meet in the parlor and they would court. And you'd have to find out everything in that particular area, you know.
In the living room,
Yeah, they would, generations were determined off of that.
Wow.
And now these folks know more about what you really know about somebody, understanding, you know, men are fallen. You find out that men are fragile, men are weak, men and women are weak, that we need a savior, you know, that we're all men is that way, and that they don't have a true picture of who they are, creating the image and likeness of God, but they know how to work into your flesh, you know, what your soul, a number of new souls.
Which speaks, I think, a lot to the one presentation that people put in front of, you know, others and who they really are on a computer screen and when they interact, when they think they're by themselves. Because that's really who you are. And so now there's no hiding behind
that. But see, Mark is in a t-shirt. Mark Zuckerberg is in a t-shirt. He's in a t-shirt. I mean, he's got to be innocent.
Yeah,
man.
Right. Perfectly.
Yeah. So he's gathering all of this, and he has, what, 2 billion people on his Facebook platform?
Reportedly, yes.
See, just a billion, 1/7 of the world's population, whatever it is. So you're looking at, that's what this, quote, innocent Mark Zuckerberg is gathering.
Yeah.
And all he wanted was some friends, and now like he's like, this is a big machine.
Not just a big machine, but it's if it was a country, it could be the largest country
in
the
world. Imagine what they know about you if you're constantly posting your breakfast, your friends, your gatherings, your encounters, this is just a like.
This is not what
people are literally putting their life on these things.
Right.
It's amazing, totally amazing. So 150 likes. The adult performs knowing you better than your parents, your brothers and sisters, or your partners, okay? Mm.
Okay, 300 likes. The program was able to judge character better than a spouse.
Okay, now, well, this is somebody you've been married to for a long time.
Right.
And they're saying 300 of these encounters on social media, you know, likes or dislikes, they know more about you than your husband or your wife. Mm. Think about that.
That's huge.
That's not good. But isn't it interesting, you watch a husband and wife, they have more interactions with their phone than they do with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting?
So, it is interesting.
So maybe they're putting stuff on the phone that makes your wife more interested in that than she does you.
Exactly.
Or putting stuff on your husband or your son's or daughter's phone.
This is a real dilemma.
They're marketing to what they figured out on you.
This is a real dilemma, and this is something that really needs to be addressed. And what we're finding out is that this is the first time, we've never had a roadmap for this before, because this technology is so new. So there's not people that we can talk to of a previous generation. Hey, how did you handle social media? We are it. Yeah. We're on the cutting edge of this. When we get back
from
this.
We can't. We're not going to have time for that. But I didn't want to say, but I want to say this, that the context of what we're doing is, you know, my wonderful son-in-law, he had Facebook on his phone.
Sure.
And, you know, doing business and different things on it, but it literally was just taking over everything he was doing, and it was producing nothing.
Mm.
And then finally, he took it and he said, you know, and it's not about Facebook in general, it's about what are you doing with it? You know, what are you doing with it? And he just finally just had it just removed off of his phone. You'll find out when you begin to put things in the right places, that just frees up your life.
Sure.
You know, I know he took my notifications off years ago. I'm like, oh my goodness.
That changed your world, didn't it?
Thank you for fixing all that. The phone's like, ding, 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 ding.
Like you really needed to know what was happening in New Delhi. You know, that there was a tropical storm. Because you can't do nothing about the tropical storm.
Forget about New Delhi. It was like Delhi up the street. Oh my goodness. And so, but the thing is that we bought into sharing our lives. At least a lot of people have. And they're sharing their everything. Their whole lives, and now they're taking people into some of the CIA, Central Intelligence Agencies, FBI, and some of the reports are they're having to remove all their social media, past social media, be able to use them because wow. they've given so much of their life away. They have to basically give them new identity, but they, I mean, they got the same identity. They're erasing everything. It would be nice if the FBI would give that privilege to every person on the earth or in America.
Yeah.
That if you can erase an agent's who's going to investigate us.
Sure.
Isn't it interesting that when they arrest somebody, they go back and look at all their social media, but when they hire somebody, they delete all their social media.
Mm. Interesting.
Unless you're texting back and forth, I understood.
Yeah, there's a couple thousands.
Couple of those. But I think this is so interesting. I got a question for you, and you can comment below or write to us, is what do you think your siblings know about you? What do you think your spouse knows about you? What do you think that media, why does your son spend all that time with his phone in his room? Why does your daughter, her chin stuck to her chest? She can't even look up because she's looking down at her phone constantly. They're doing something. They know more about her and him, and they're constantly marketing to your son and your daughter, luring them in. And they're everything, even the timing. We had a program about some of the designers in Silicon Valley talked about they designed the delays just right to make you stare at your phone or your computer long enough where they could put a few more ads up before something shows up.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is thought out. It's a design, just like we started in the beginning of the program, understanding that the way you built a physical store, they built all this. This is the sad thing is when you walk into a physical store, you know somebody's marketing to you. You know their goal is to sell you something. But today you can look people square in their face and you can tell them they're selling you something. You're in their store and they look at you like, no, I'm just playing a game. No, I'm just on my social media. I'm just checking my tweets. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's all about selling. That, you know, it, just like John was saying, you know, if you're not buying the product, you are the product.
That's right.
And the question is, you think about this, if they know that much about you about likes, imagine if you're sharing your every moment with them, you know, what's going on. And so I think we have to wake up and really understand what's happening. I want to hear your thoughts on this. What are your comments about this? And it's a wonderful platform to be able to reach folks, but to reach them, you know, for certain things. We have a Facebook,
but our
community, our tribe, but we're talking about the program. We're talking about things that are going on. We're not like, I have for breakfast? You wouldn't be that impressed about what I have for breakfast.
Well, and here's a question too.
Yeah.
I mean, is there a line where there's too much? You know, where is that line where there's too much information, I guess, we're talking about sharing? And is there potential for somebody to use this stuff for nefarious purposes?
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised that people act like, well, no one will ever know. It's like, everything is on there.
Well, it's happening. I mean, even in Egypt when they had the spring that came through, one of the men named his son Facebook because Facebook contributed to the overturn, which was, you know, coming out of a great, it was a kind of a good shift for a bad shift because it went into Muslim Brotherhood.
It was used to flip a nation.
And then the people had to flip it back out of the Muslim Brotherhood to democracy. We got to go here. Listen, this is so important. You got to pay attention. You're being marketed to. This is the most marketed generation in the history of the world. They are constantly trying to sell you something. You got to make sure you know you're in their store and what you're sharing and what you're liking. Father God, I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just come to you in the name of Jesus, ask you to bless our audience. Give us wisdom, Lord. Those that are addicted to their phones and to the media, God, I just speak a break in that addiction, Lord, that they would find meaning in life and not in technology. In you, Father God, and dear God, we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third grade awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God. Love others and lead others to do the same. And I'll see you. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John,
yes.
There's this, you know, the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of the Lord, just awesome. There's a song that you know we sing as believers, and we sang
It's been around for a while now, but it's called, right. You know, Shekinah glory come down, where you're calling down the presence of God, you know?
The glory of God.
Yeah, I remember in one of the VFN churches that they were gathered together and they were in worshiping, and there's a brand new a person in their fellowship, and they've never heard about the glory of God or the Shekinah glory of God. And so everybody's singing that song, you know, Shekinah glory come down, Shekinah glory come down. And, you know, and it seems like everything's okay. But you know, halfway through their gathering, this person leaves.
Right.
And then, you know, what was going on? What was happening? You know, so finally, maybe a couple weeks later, the pastor goes over and sees the person and talks to them and finds out what's going on and says, well, you know, I was talking to my father, and I don't know who Shekinah is, but, you know, we're not really into worshiping any of these gods. And it was just so funny. They actually thought that it was Shekinah, that they were actually worshiping some god called
Shakira
or Shekinah. And, of course, she was able to explain what it was. It was so funny. You think about it. You're saying, where is this Shekinah or Shakira? What's going on right here?
That's really funny.
It is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.